Thanks for listening to the podcast. We hope you enjoy it. The show notes are included in the summary for each episode. Notes can be accessed from the Mobile Marketing Podcast link at the top and bottom of the dominoresearch.com website. If you like the podcast, please take a moment to help us out. Rate and review us on your preferred medium. We are currently available on iTunes, Google Play Podcast, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio. Thank you. Hey there, and welcome to the latest episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy, the podcast that helps you navigate the ever-changing landscape of mobile marketing.
Whether you put on a local event, good-sized trade show, large-scale conference, or just book meetings and luncheons, this next episode is for all those event professionals who are always on the lookout for the next big thing. Today, Kim and I will go over which podcasts that top event professionals listen to and some that we listen to in order to keep up with the latest event trends. That's coming up right now. Hi, I'm Hazel Fruitman, and welcome to another episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy.
And I'm Kim Stewart. Today, we're going to go over podcasts that top event professionals listen to and some that we also listen to in order to keep up with the latest event trends. As all of our listeners know, we love podcasts, all different type of podcasts, as they are a fantastic way to inform you when you're often doing something else.
Event managers are no different. In fact, they are always on the move, which makes finding time to listen easy as in the car to a venue, for instance. Many event professionals want to be informed on the latest event trends and news. And Kim, that's a good. There's some good ones we've listened to over the years, and some of these podcasts have actually fallen off the grid.
Right. So before we get any further into this topic, and for our new listeners, each episode we run through strategies, case studies, and industry news, giving out the latest advice on what works using mobile notifications and passing our knowledge on to you to help you drive your own successful campaigns. So for people who aren't certain what our platform does, Hazel, do you want to take just a moment here and kind of give a breakdown to everybody so they're understanding where we're coming from?
Mobile wallet campaigns are incredibly effective marketing collateral when you set them up correctly and implement them in a way that increases engagement with customers, prospects, referrals, and so on. In a nutshell, a mobile wallet campaign consists of a mobile wallet pass that's added to individual phones. iPhones use Apple Wallet, which is native iOS application. And Android phones use any of a number of third-party apps to achieve the same goals. The pass has two sides, the front and the back. The front of the pass is like a digital calling card. It normally has the name of your product or business, perhaps a tagline or logo, and should be styled to complement your existing logo and collateral. We can include a QR code and a barcode on the front of the pass if you're interested in tracking users via the passes, although the tracking default does not contain any personal information unless we have created a customized solution for you. The front of the pass should be designed to get someone's attention, colorful maybe, or with a unique tagline or similar. It requires a very simple, clean design since most phone screens are not that big. The back of the pass is where the magic happens, as I like to call it. And this is the area of the pass where you're really going to be able to get your message out there and include some very efficient calls to action that result in quantifiable results. The structure of the mobile wallet pass means that everything on the back that is formatted in a way that the phone recognizes, like a phone number, an address, a URL, a link to iTunes or YouTube, and so on. Those apps are actually launched when the user taps a link on the back of the pass. What that means in real terms is that if you're promoting your podcast, you can send your subscribers a lock screen notification and they have the ability to tap the backlinks and your podcast will start playing in the correct app, iTunes, Spreaker, Stitcher, or whatever. It also means that if you're a realtor, for instance, and you include the address of a property you're promoting, a prospective buyer can tap the address on the back of the pass, launch maps, complete with driving directions. Tap to call, tap to email, tap to launch social media apps like Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, and others. These are simply handled by the Wallet app, and there's no coding or formatting involved. It really couldn't be any easier. Passes can be shared through a variety of means. The most popular method is including the pass URL as a link or in a print ad as a type in request using a browser. Other ways include the share function on the pass, having someone open Apple Wallet or scan the QR code directly, or even sending the pass via iMessages or email from the phone. Last but not least, the passes include location and proximity targeting features, which means that using the geofencing and location awareness that's built into smartphone offers you the ability to send lock screen notifications based on where someone is, as well as sending them time-based, or what we like to call static messages. You've probably seen this at the airport if you're having a boarding pass in your Apple Wallet on iPhone, for instance. When you get close to the security screening checkpoint, the boarding pass automatically pops up on your lock screen, and you don't have to search for it or open the app or unlock the phone to see it. So there you have it, the 2-minute rundown on just what and how a mobile pass works, where it goes in the iPhone, and what it can do.
Super Hayes, that was brilliant. Now that everybody's on the same page, today we're going to talk through some of our favorite event marketing podcasts. And as we run down the list, we just want to let you know that for all those event managers out there, if you're looking for some other ideas on how to work with attendees and sponsors for your next event, we've got an episode in the archives, which is episode 39. It's how live stream strategies paired with mobile updates work to retain both sponsors and vendors.
Okay, and that's a good one. One of my all-time favorite ones is episode 32, Trade Show Sponsorship Dollars Can Be Hard to Come By, especially in tight markets with lots of shows. So we talk ways that you can start to show prospective sponsors how attending your show and having a larger presence at it can be really beneficial to the bottom line.
Right. You know what? And there's also episode 63, where we went through some questions and answers that event managers ask us all the time. That's another one to go check out. So if we haven't answered your questions with this episode, then of course you can always get in touch with us through the contact page on dominoresearch.com, and we'll be happy to answer your questions and get you sorted out. So these event management podcasts are what busy event professionals, really those at the top of their field, listen to. And if this description fits you, then you may have already heard of some of them.
Besides a few major event-oriented conventions, podcasts are a fantastic way to stay in the know about the latest and most innovative event tech out there. I want to mention that some rather good podcasts have ceased producing new episodes, like Planner's Pod and The Event Design Experience, both full of valuable nugs in them. And here are some of our favorite event marketing podcasts that event professionals can geek out over.
Okay, so I want to start off with the Amplifier Event Marketing Podcast. This one is interesting, but it isn't produced in regularity, but they do have great interviews with event professionals who are in the trenches, and it does hold up over time. The podcast works a little differently, as each episode is a conversation with a top event professional that shares insight and experience for other event producers to learn from. Described as a no-holds-barred conversation about marketing events and venues from the best in the business.
And now that this is in no particular order, the Exposure Podcast by those behind the Expo Group is a monthly event management news podcast hosted by Dana Duty and Todd Carith, which covers news, trends, interviews, and event management ideas. They take their episodes and grind it down to the nitty-gritty as new ideas for acquisition and retention for trade show and share thoughts on the changing trade show landscape. This is a self-serving podcast similar to ours as they talk about their new tools and platforms used to improve event experiences for attendees, exhibitors, sponsors, and brands.
Awesome. So the next one, and I know that you listen to this one on a regular basis, Hazel, is the Savvy Event Planner podcast with Tom Crowell. He shares ways to plan events on a tight budget, event planning for emerging markets, and ways to plan your event planning business and how to work with international speakers.
Yes, I do like that one. From novice event planners to more experienced, there's something for everyone in that podcast. Tom's slowed down producing more podcasts. Nonetheless, they're still relevant, and you'll walk away smarter than when you went in.
You know, that's one thing I want to point out, is just because a podcast has stopped producing new episodes doesn't necessarily mean that their archived episodes lose value. You know, one of the other podcasts I know that you like is called the Event Tech Podcast, and this podcast is still pumping out fresh episodes. They've been going for several years now. It's hosts Will Curran of Endless Events and Brant Kruger of Event Technology Consulting. These guys talk shop and debate the latest trends from using voice assistants or mobile devices that work with attendees and exhibitors to how to get the most out of events.
Yes, you are correct. I do catch myself craving the next episode, Kim. I really enjoyed their podcast on how to do event tech on a budget, where they discuss mobile adoption ways to engage with attendees while staying on budget. They go through question and answer systems. Remember when we attended NCIA and they used the system for the keynote speaker?
Yeah.
They go on to say that this is a great, powerful tool to get the word across. And for those who may not be comfortable speaking into a microphone, should have not a problem asking a question from their mobile device.
That was a little Yoda speak there on your part, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's some food for thought, though. I also like how they are all into mobile for registration, reminders, and notifications to engage with attendees while making the entire check-in process go smoothly and quickly, which is greatly appreciated. You know, there is nothing worse than having to stand in line to get into a venue, and MJ Biz were looking at you Vegas last year.
Yes, we know about firsthand. And there's another part of that episode I enjoyed with their approach to engage with attendees pre and post event. We preach all the time to event marketers how important this is. It creates value for sponsors and engages with attendees, which ultimately means that they will likely attend again, given the content is on both sides of the conference.
Right. They certainly do want event managers to deliver, not only for attendees and sponsors. You know, we spend a lot of time on this, talking about this in our podcast episodes, as their approach to events is very similar to ours.
Right. And one of the longest running and popular event marketing podcasts out there is hosted by Mike McGallen, called The Meetings Podcast. He's got episodes about everything to do with planning an event and is a great resource for event producers. He'll discuss the value for adding a sponsor pre and post exposure. Some of my favorite ones are the ones for time management and effective planning, budgeting, doubling up on attendees, and the latest on corporate event trends.
Right, and you know, there's another podcast similar to McAllen's, which is called the Meetings Today Podcast, which is also up to date on news, interviews, profiles of top people in the industry. I listened not long ago to an episode about the massive LA Convention Center expansion project, and how they're turning that venue into a more interactive experience. You know, the construction hasn't started yet, but the idea and the logistics behind it are very, very interesting.
And now that we are close to the end of some of our great event planner podcasts, we should mention a couple of really nice wedding planner ones out there. You know, the first is Cara Lamoretto's wedding planning podcast. You know, join her each week. She offers up some straightforward advice designed to streamline and simplify your wedding plan. So, any brides to be out there, this podcast is for you.
That is a pretty good one. And you know, there's also another one out there that's hosted by Fiorella Nera. And the Wedding and Event Entrepreneur podcast with Eddie, it's focused on event planners. So it provides education, training, and advice to grow your wedding business and improve your entrepreneurial style. This one is a real mix of what's out there, the best tech that she uses to make sure her wedding events go off without a hitch, and she also tosses out a lot of really great pearls of wisdom for novice event producers.
And the last podcast of the day is one that's different than the rest we've mentioned so far. It's called #EventIcon. It's a live podcast every Wednesday. They sit down with event industry influencers to discuss management, audio, visual, and technology. These interviews are insightful and chock full of experiences to boot.
Cool. Well, I think this is our current list of favorites. If we mentioned one or missed one or didn't put your favorite on the list, by all means, we've got a contact form on the dominoresearch.com website. You can get in touch with us, and we'll be happy to check out what's on your list, and perhaps we'll include it in an upcoming episode.
Yeah, so thanks so much for listening today. Until next time.
Awesome. See you later.